Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Real friends, real laughs.
Star 102.5.
Of course, Oscars Sunday night. Let's talk to Greg Drake. How you doing, Greg? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so, okay, I got to ask quick. Any news on the career announcement yet?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what's so great?
What?
There are actually a million new things. So great, because do you know that I just have been focused on Broadway musical dance class, and all of a sudden all these different things are popping up. So your girl is actually really busy.
Oh, good. Well, that's great news. By the way, will we see you on TV for the Oscars this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be on ABC World News after the Oscars, so it'll be pretty late everywhere, and that's usually where I do my best. Most FCC concerning work.
Awesome.
Awesome, yes. Okay, so before we get to How to Train Your Dragon 3, let's get your pick on Best Picture.
This is such a tough year to pick anything because every movie's won something.
Mm-hmm.
But Green Book and Roma are duking it out neck and neck.
Right.
And if they split the vote, that leaves the door wide open for either Bohemian Rhapsody, which has gotten weirdly popular, or The Great Black Panther.
Now, which do you
hard.
Yeah, which do you think will win?
This is such a weird year. Since I've started doing this, I've never seen a year like this. I'm going to settle on Green Book, but it's only because Ken made me.
Okay. Now, how about if you got to pick? If you yourself got to hand out Best Picture, who would you pick? Or which would you
pick?
Black Panther.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get to this clip from How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Oh, you're a demon! No, I'm not a demon. See? Just a guy here to rescue these dragons, so...
But you walked through fire!
Dragon scales! Dragons shed a lot.
Oh, I know a demon when I see one!
You know, I do remember when I took my son at the time to see the first one, and I thought, what am I going to watch? Mm-hmm. And I loved it.
I know.
It was fantastic. It's been a great series so far, I think.
It's incredible. They're of such consistent quality, and that also applies to their Netflix TV show. That it's really shocking. It's one of the best series ever. It's a fantastic trilogy. It's a good TV show. Jay Baruchel is the main voice, the voice of Hiccup. And it's like, I guess he's my god now. So, okay. But the How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, it finds Hiccup and Toothless kind of living in this dragon utopia that they've worked very hard to create over the last two movies. And, of course, it's being threatened. And, of course, Toothless is sort of distracted, shall we say, because this whole series we thought he was the only Night Fury dragon that existed. And it turns out he isn't. And the other one is a sexy lady.
Mm-hmm. Sexy lady.
And so one of the strengths of this series is that they don't rely on the script and the dialogue to over-explain things. They just, like really good animation does, they tap into really universal themes. And so in this particular movie, you've got two dragons who don't talk that are meeting each other for the first time and then eventually kind of falling for each other. And they're not speaking while they're doing it. And it is the sweetest, most well-put-together meeting in movies that I've seen in a really long time. It's so cute. It's so funny. I can't say enough how great this movie is. So cute. I'm dying. Anyway, go see it. You don't even have to see the other two. Just see it. It's so cute.
Forget awesome. Green Book. How to Train Dragon 3.
Greg Drake, formerly senior editor at Rotten Tomatoes. You can catch her on ABC, you said, after the Oscars, right?
Exactly. It's going to be great, and that means that I'm going to just touch up my makeup and try not to be too drunk.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, great. Good to talk to you. Have a great Oscars weekend. I know it's a fun weekend for you.
Thank you, guys. Happy Oscars.
All right, take care.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.